Researchers, students, educators, and shellfish farmers met in Ketchikan last week to learn how to identify harmful algal blooms and analyze samples. Organizers are hoping expanded monitoring efforts will help keep the Alaska shellfish industry safe. KRBD's Maria Dudzak reports.
The Alaska Harmful Algal Bloom Monitoring Partnership, or AHAB, was co-founded by the University of Alaska Fairbanks and the University of Alaska Southeast. Partner agencies include the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and the Kachemak Bay Research Reserve. Kate Sullivan is the Assistant Professor of Fisheries Technology at UAS Ketchikan and one of the organizers of the workshop.
What we're trying to do is really provide education and training to people that are impacted by harmful algal blooms so that they can then participate in the collection of environmental data, on the collection of information for larger research projects, and to really build the capacity of Alaskans to look at a very complex problem that has very significant human health impacts in Alaska.
Sullivan says the main focus of the workshop is teaching methods to sample for the toxin that causes paralytic shellfish poisoning, or PSP.
Paralytic shellfish poisoning and the associated toxicity in shellfish is a very significant issue to Alaska. We see one of the highest reported incidences of PSP poisoning in the world. We have a very high death rate associated with PSP, and we have people around Alaska that harvest shellfish, that make their livelihood related to shellfish, and we really need to do a better job of letting people know that this is a really serious and dangerous problem. There's no way to tell if you go to harvest a clam on a beach whether it is toxic or not, and so really one of the best tools we have is to provide education to people.
The microscopic organism that causes PSP is Alexandrium phytoplankton. Sullivan says testing is done during the cyst or seed-like stage of the Alexandrium's life cycle. Cysts, if present, live in marine sediments and bloom if temperature and sunlight conditions are ideal for their development. Vera Trainer, a researcher with NOAA's Northwest Fisheries Science Center in Seattle, specializes in studying harmful algal blooms. She says she is working to bring simple testing methods to areas that otherwise might not have access to a laboratory or testing facility.
It's taking those folks who are basically the eyes of the coast, and it is teaching them how to, number one, look for the cells in the water. So they collect cells and they look in the microscope and they learn to identify, aha, this is what an Alexandrium looks like. This is what these toxic cells look like. And then eventually what we also want to teach is some rapid tools for testing toxicity. So testing toxin either in seawater or in the shellfish themselves.
Trainer says one of the simple methods works much like a home pregnancy test kit.
You grind up your shellfish, you extract it in this case, it's like an alcohol, and then you drip a small amount on this test strip and you get a line if the sample is positive.
She says some shellfish farmers in the Pacific Northwest are already regularly testing for PSP toxins using the kits. In Ketchikan, I'm Maria Dudzak.